Ever notice how you can't remember where you parked your car, but you vividly recall that embarrassing moment from high school? Here's a truth that might surprise you. Your memory isn't broken. It's working exactly as evolution intended. We've been thinking about memory all wrong, treating it like a faulty hard drive, when it's actually more like a highly selective editor, constantly deciding what deserves space in your mental archive and what doesn't. Those forgotten car keys, your brain deemed them unworthy of precious neural real estate. That cringe-worthy teenage moment, your survival circuits flagged it as crucial learning material. Memory didn't evolve to help you ace trivia night or remember everyone's birthday. It evolved to keep you alive. Inside your skull, 86 billion neurons are constantly holding elections. When you experience something, networks of neurons form temporary alliances, called cell assemblies, essentially voting on what you perceive and remember. The winning coalition gets its connections strengthened, while the losers fade away. This is learning at its most fundamental level, a neural democracy, where not every experience gets a vote. Think of your brain as a cluttered desk covered in sticky notes. Most blend into the background, but that hot pink one catches your eye immediately. That's distinctiveness, the secret ingredient that turns fleeting experiences into lasting memories. Your brain evolved to forget the mundane, the 20th time you brushed your teeth, and remember the distinctive, the morning you discovered a spider in the bathroom. This isn't a bug, it's your brain's most elegant feature. Your prefrontal cortex, that wrinkled real estate behind your forehead, acts as the brain's executive assistant, deciding what deserves attention. Modern life sabotages this region through multitasking, sleep deprivation, stress, and the occasional wine night, leaving it struggling like an overworked intern. Human memory doesn't just record what happened, but when, where, and how it felt, creating that sense of pastness when a song resurrects a forgotten summer. Then came Henry Molaison, patient HM. After surgeons removed his hippocampus to treat epilepsy in 1957, Henry could form new skills, but couldn't remember meeting the same doctor twice. His tragedy revealed the hippocampus as memory's architect. What gives humans an edge over AI? Two complementary systems. Your neocortex extracts general patterns, birds fly, while your hippocampus stores exceptions, except penguins, which swim. AI systems suffer from catastrophic interference. Teach them about penguins, and they forget everything about birds. Your brain sidesteps this by keeping general rules separate from specific episodes, tracking contextual shifts like lighting changes or coffee smells. When you wake disoriented in a hotel, your hippocampus retrieves yesterday's check-in memory, grounding you in reality. Memory champions don't possess superhuman brains. They've learned to exploit how our minds naturally organize information. Your brain can only juggle 3 or 4 items simultaneously. Memory athletes overcome this through chunking, compressing information into manageable units like phone numbers, 555-123-4567, or acronyms like SCUBA. Chess grandmasters can glance at a complex board and recreate it perfectly, but only when pieces follow logical patterns. More powerful is the schema, a mental blueprint that processes information with minimal effort. Memory athletes exploit this through the ancient method of loci, mentally placing information in familiar locations. Music and poetry work similarly. Their predictable structures make memorization effortless. There's a reason you remember "I'm Just a Bill" from Saturday morning cartoons, but not last week's grocery list. Your brain's schema system runs on the default mode network, areas consuming the most energy while appearing inactive during focus tasks. When you watch a movie, one part processes locations while another handles characters, and your hippocampus assembles these pieces into unique memories. Think of it like Legos. The default mode provides the bricks, the hippocampus holds the instructions. Solomon Cheryshevsky, a Russian newspaper reporter, never took notes because he never forgot anything. Neuropsychologist Alexander Luria studied him for 30 years, finding his memory had no distinct limits. His secret? Synesthesia. Every sense triggered all the others. He'd tasted words, saw music, smelled colors. This distinctive sensory world allowed him to attach information to elaborate multisensory stories that resisted forgetting. This explains why memories develop lives of their own. News anchor Brian Williams claimed he was in a helicopter hit by a rocket-propelled grenade in Iraq. He was actually flying an hour behind. Our minds constantly generate hypothetical scenarios, creating memories of events we've never experienced without labeling them as real or imagined. Your prefrontal cortex handles reality monitoring. Real events contain richer sensory details, and we apply critical thinking to verify them. Damage it, and people confidently recall things that never happened. Confabulation. Brain scans confirm that the same regions activate whether we're recalling actual events or imagining fictional ones. The paradox? People with amnesia struggle to imagine detailed future scenarios. This supports researcher Frederick Bartlett's century-old argument: imagination is a product of memory. The same mental flexibility that makes you creative also makes your memories malleable. Your most intense memories carry visceral feelings because your amygdala and hippocampus work together, one triggering fight or flight, the other forming contextual memories. Emotionally charged experiences become indelible through survival circuits, releasing neuromodulators like noradrenaline, which sharpens memory contrast by highlighting crucial details while dimming less important information. Stress hormones like cortisol enhance retention by promoting neuroplasticity around threatening events. Evolution favors remembering what led to danger. But stress doesn't guarantee accuracy. It downregulates prefrontal executive functions while heightening amygdala sensitivity, causing memories to emphasize feelings over details. Chronic stress shrinks the hippocampus and contributes to PTSD, where traumatic memories become overgeneralized. Dopamine forms lasting memories of rewarding experiences, affecting motivation to pursue rewards, not enjoyment. Rats with activated dopamine circuits repeatedly touched a shock-delivering rod despite pain. Wanting differs neurologically from liking. Your brain detects when something isn't quite right, a human spider sense alerting you to the unexpected. Memory's most important function isn't replaying the past, but orienting you to the future by allocating attention to what's new or changed. Your eyes move strategically about 4 times per second, guided primarily by memory rather than visual salience. After visiting a place once, you make fewer, more targeted eye movements on subsequent visits, unless something has changed. Curiosity functions like hunger or thirst, an uncomfortable state that motivates action, activating dopamine circuits in response to questions rather than answers. Our response to the unknown is a choice: curiosity over anxiety. The hippocampus plays a paradoxical role. Damage to it can make animals less fearful and more adventurous. It generates expectations based on past experience, creating prediction errors when we encounter something new, errors that drive learning. When curiosity is stimulated, memory improves, not just for answers you seek, but also for incidental information encountered during that curious state. What we remember is deeply intertwined with our social world. About 40% of our conversational time is spent storytelling and exchanging collective memories. Children whose parents ask open-ended questions about experiences develop more coherent life narratives and stronger self-concepts. When we share memories, our reconstructions are influenced by our audience, who reflect our experiences back with new interpretations that update our narratives. Your memories aren't static recordings, but dynamic reconstructions that change each time you access them. When you remember, you simultaneously play and record, incorporating new information that alters your recollections. This adaptation allows you to adjust behavior based on new information, avoiding restaurants that gave you food poisoning, and reframe painful experiences by incorporating new perspectives, like seeing a boss's harsh words through the lens of their stressful day. Memory isn't a single mechanism, but the product of evolutionary compromises involving ancient and modern brain structures working with neuromodulators that drive plasticity. Understanding this frees us from unrealistic expectations. Your brain isn't failing when it forgets where you parked. It's prioritizing what matters for survival and growth. Sea lions with damaged hippocampi forget foraging locations and beach themselves. Much like Alzheimer's patients who wander from home, their internal compass broken. Memory isn't just preserving the past, it's navigating the present and planning ahead. Embrace your forgetfulness and trust your curiosity. The goal isn't perfect recall, it's meaningful learning that propels you forward. Your memory system is a sophisticated evolutionary tool, prioritizing what matters and helping you imagine possible futures. The stories you tell about your past shape who you become, and understanding memory gives you power to craft those narratives intentionally.